This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 69 for Wednesday, September 20th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is lower to start Wednesday off, while comparable oils were on both sides of unchanged. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are down in the morning, while European rapeseed is higher. Crude oil is taking a breather from its recent rally and declined. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. Rain is expected for most of the prairies later today, with high temperatures ranging from 9 degrees Celsius in Calgary to 24 degrees in Winnipeg. The November canola contract is down 40 cents per ton at $733.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat are higher, while soybeans are virtually unchanged, as traders await the latest key interest rate decision from the Federal Reserve later today. Rainfall over the next 7 days could delay harvesting operations from Montana to Arkansas. Precipitation is projected to total more than 4 inches in Oklahoma and southern Kansas, while the Dakotas are expected to see 2 to 3 inches. CONAB estimated Brazilian corn production for 2023-24 at 119.84 million tons, a 9.1% decline from the previous year, with a 4.8% drop in planted area. The current Safrinha corn harvest is 95.7% complete, compared to 99.8% 1 year ago. Taiwan is seeking 65,000 tons of Brazilian corn, while South Korea is looking for 138,000, and Iran wants 180,000 of unknown origin. The December corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.78. CONAB is projecting Brazilian corn soybean production for 2023-24 at a record 162.4 million tons, up 5.1% from the previous year's record crop, with a 2.8% rise in planted area. Exports were estimated to be up 4.65% to 101.45 million tons, while the crush would be up 3.89% to 54.86 million. Brazil's oilseed processing capacity may rise 9% to 75 million tons in 2024. Soybean imports in the European Union were up 2% at 2.56 million tons as of September 17th, while soy meal imports were down 8% to 3.18 million. The November soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.12. Sovacon lowered Russia's 2023 wheat crop estimate by 500,000 tons to 91.6 million. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Ag Ministry said its winter wheat plantings are 11.8% complete at 513,700 hectares. Ukraine is asking Hungary, Poland, and Slovakia for a compromise to their import restrictions on Ukrainian grain. CONAB is projecting a record wheat crop for Brazil in 2022-23 at 10.8 million tons, up 2.5% from last year, with the harvest 22.8% complete compared to 14.3% last year. China imported 840,000 tons of wheat for August, up 58% from 1 year ago. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.87. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $7.31 U.S. per bushel. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.84. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.